Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you this fine day?
I am fine, my elf. How are you?
Every time. I'll know I need to do a change up when you stop giggling every time I ask
it
you how you're doing. Well, I got to tell you, I'm doing great because we're moving out of the summer.
Yeah.
I'm tired of sweating.
Fall is so good, right?
It's like I haven't been in four seasons for, I mean, it feels like almost 30 years. And so this is like a whole new thing for
me. Are you in California recovery?
I am. We used to have 1.2 seasons for 25 years of my life. Now I have four. It feels four plus. I don't know. Could there be a fifth season? Because it feels like it changes a lot. But I'm so excited for it to be cold again. I'm tired of being hot.
I love all the seasons. Like every single one of them I get excited about.
Of course you do.
I do get tired. You know, I get tired of winter. I get a little hot in the summer. But, you know. I love them all.
Yeah, the seasons are fun.
That's why it's so fun to have four.
Or five.
Of 1.2.
You can make up a fifth one. Because I think that it either gets hot or really fucking hot. And I think summer should be broken into two pieces. So nice. If somebody can make that happen, we'd really appreciate it. But I'm already getting ready for the winter because I feel like I'm already doing my bear hibernation. Uh-huh. Right? With
elves,
how much I love
the elves hibernate.
You know how much I love the bears too. So in fact, I have my bear here on my desk with me.
Do you?
I do. But part of my hibernation is watching a shit ton of television.
Nice.
And right,
returning to your roots,
right. And so there is a series that Suzanne and I are watching that really triggered this episode, which I should be embarrassed that a TV show triggered this episode because I should be telling people that actually me taking your essential oils class of six, seven, however many years ago it was, should actually have triggered it because that is one of the ties that bind us.
It is one of the ties.
Essential oils, right, one of the many, essential oils and Pop-Tarts.
Nice.
For those who have read my book, you'll understand why Pop-Tarts. I couldn't say my book. It's kind of our book because I wrote half of it about
really
you.
Your book.
And, well, I did the work, but, you know, you inspired it. So today
I just
we're
lived
talking
next to you when you were writing it. That's all. I lived on speed dial.
Just on speed dial, changing my life. That's all. No big deal. It's a very, very, very small part to play.
So essential oils and television brought you to what?
To today, right? Well, I think it's more of the show. And I if everybody will indulge me for just a second so you can understand why I really wanted to talk about essential oils today. The show's called Outlander. And Outlander is a series that is produced by Starz, STARZ, the movie channel.
The movie channel is a different channel.
Well, it is the movie channel category. Thank you for trying to correct me, but that's okay.
For a novice like me, that would be confusing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, yes. So Starz, the channel Starz, the premium channel Starz. The show is, I'm going to call it travel, time travel, something like that, but you'll understand in just a second. Our protagonist's name in the show is Claire, which of course I love because she's a Claire of some sort. A Claire traveler, a Claire.
Nice.
Claire something. Claire She's Flight.
Magic.
Oh, Claire Flight. That's it. That's
nice.
A new Claire Flight. So she starts in 1945. And in 1945, she was had been a nurse in the war. She was married to this man she was crazy about. And then they see this very enchanting dance that is being done at this kind of mini Stonehenge in Scotland. They were there visiting for his work. He's a professor. I can't believe I remember all this. And it's very scary. And so far,
the
my
origin
details,
story has seeped into her bloodstream.
When so far, my details, I think, are correct. So
we'll have to check.
Yeah, we'll watch the show. So the next day, she goes back to this like mini Stonehenge and puts her hands on these stones. They're clearly charged from the dance that was done the night before. And then she travels
back, activated.
Thank you.
They get activated by ritual, I'm sure. I haven't seen
that's
it,
exactly
sure.
What happened. It got activated by ritual. And she travels back to the mid-1700s in Scotland. And because she was a nurse and she was kind of new to the land, of somewhat of a foreigner or an alien to this time frame at least, to get into people's favor, she called herself a healer. And because of that, what she would do is she would go help like the sick and injured. And as part of her healing technique, she uses, and we're only on season two right now, but she uses essential oils like every episode. Every episode,
Yay.
There's something about, right? So
I
just got,
that.
Right, I got so excited. And I'm like, I looked at Suzanne. I'm like, I cannot believe we haven't done an episode in essential oils. She goes, you what? Like she was disgusted. So my wife was disgusted by my inspiration.
We have talked about oils from
We have talked
We've
about them.
We've woven it into other topics.
We have woven. But
we haven't abandoned our oils.
We have not. We have not done that. But it was very inspiring and also very comforting, because as I'm watching her and you know, of course, many of them I recognize, at least the ones to heal I recognize. There's some ones that are meant for people not to heal, if you get my drift.
It's the opposite of healing.
The opposite of healing. But the healing ones, and the one that's very popular is like, you know, is lavender oil. And so I'm listening to her, and I'm listening to even she kind of sleuths by her nose, like she could tell what's going on based on her nose. It's really fascinating. It also felt a little bit like home, because Suzanne and I, you know, we use oils a lot.
I mean, we do oils
a lot to heal ourselves, which is frankly started because of you.
Deeply honored to be part of your healing world. Yeah, I love the oils, and so they literally rub off me and onto other people, and you know, like, you'll want to use this in your life. It's going to be helpful.
Well, it's cool because, you know, I feel like, you know, they very much rule our world. I know they rule your world. Mm-hmm. And what we were watching was a show where it also ruled their world 300 years ago. So I just thought that was like a really kind of cool connection for us to actually start, you know, dedicating episodes to essential oils, because God knows we can't hit them all in one show.
No, of course not. There's so many. And remember, when we talk about keeping your vibe high, this is where we've woven in oils before, because it helps the body vibrate at a high level, at a healthy level. Lavender, of course, is a great starting point. It's like, you know, it is the most popular, you know, it's like John Lennon of the Beatles, right? The most popular of all the oils.
Lavender is the most popular Beatle, is what you just told everybody.
That's what I just said.
Oh my God. People make notes of this shit, because it's one of these days when we all talk about Brenda, we're gonna use this one.
So the fact that, you know, lavender shows up in the show or shows up
like every episode,
because it's, especially if she's, you know, back in 45 or 1700 or, you know, wherever she ends up, that was their medicine, right? That was their medicine. So the fact that she's showing up as a healer, of course, she's going to have her lavender with her. That goes without saying. Now, I will also say, I rarely leave the house without lavender and my bag,
you know, right.
Like, why would I?
Why? Right.
Because it's so handy, and it is sort of the go-to kind of oil. It's great for headaches. It's great for cuts. It's great for calming. It's great for skin. It's great for hair. If you have fever, like anything like this, there's on and on and on and on and on. These are just, you know, off the top of the head sort of things that lavender's handy for.
Yeah. It calms your shit down. That's what I really like it.
Yes. And, you know, we're lucky in the States because we can get essential oils in a lot of places. In Europe, it's not that they're not lucky, because they have access to oils too, but oftentimes you'll need a prescription to get lavender or lemon or peppermint. I mean, that's how much they value the healing power of these essence, right? I mean, the essential oils, right? The essence of it is very healing. And they know that. They acknowledge it. Here, they're like, we're going to put it in furniture polish, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, I think because you know how I love good origin story. It's no secret. So, of course, I had to go read about the origins of essential oils. And I think it's really fascinating, because your point about Europe is going to come up here in just a second. Because what I read was that the first record of essential oils came from ancient India, Persia, Egypt, Italy, and Greece. And so what I also read was that both Greece and Rome had extensive trade deals. So like they made a business out of oils, obviously, if they're going to have trade deals.
It would literally be the same as, hey, Can you get me penicillin?
Oh, I thought you were going to say hay. Like, are you going to start talking about trade deals with hay to feed horses? That's what I thought you were going to say.
But I'm just saying, because that's how powerful the oils are, and people needed them and they wanted them. And so it wasn't like, I've got to create a market for this. It is, we have this thing. Do you want some of it?
Yeah, it's medicine.
It's medicine. This
it's
is
medicine. It's natural, not synthetic. Yeah. It's medicine. Yeah. And and then I also read that there are some that argue that Egypt is the true birthplace of essential oils.
That is usually what they say. Default yeah. to. Yeah.
Because they have found distillation pots dating back to like 3500 BC.
In the pyramids, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, when they break the seal of these clay vessels, they're bigger than like pots, they're like urns, like they're large. When they break the seal, the essential oil that is sealed in there is completely intact. Like it hasn't gone rancid. It's perfectly preserved and for thousands of years later. And it's just amazing because, of course, they would bury the essential oils with their revered pharaohs and, you know, royalty or the rulers,
right.
The priests. They would bury those because of the high frequency of the oils would carry them into the spirit world in a good way. So this is an honoring thing that they would do to send off the most honorable souls that are moving on to the next world.
Well, speaking of souls, I use this blend of essential oils to spray into my tennis shoes to keep them fresh in there. It's a true story. I do. I walk Sookie every day. My tennis shoes get a little, and so I have this blend that I've made and I spray it. And so you said soul. So it just reminded me that I also use it to keep the inside of my tennis shoes nice and fresh. You're welcome, Brenda, and you're welcome, everybody listening. Yeah.
What do you put in your customized blend? I want to know.
Peppermint is in there. Oh God, you know what? Bren, I'm trying to think, what do I put in there? I'm sure I have lemon in there. I have peppermint in there.
Those are two of the big ones that I
put in there.
That's good. Good job. Yeah. Good job, Alf.
You said souls.
So you can do a big ritual and send someone off, or you can spray them in your tennis shoes. There you go.
Each have to do with souls.
You are a nut. On that happy note, we are taking a break, people. We'll be right back.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Adam Devine.
Anders Holm.
Blake Anderson.
And Kyle Newichuk.
And you might recognize these sweet, sultry voices from the hit television program, Workaholics.
Ow!
We also were on a major hit motion picture, Game Over Man. Heard of Whoa. It? If you haven't, check it out. It's on the Flix. And we were sitting around and we were bored in quarantine and we're always on these Zoom calls. And these dudes are all like, I miss this dude.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
It's true. I do miss you guys a lot.
I miss you guys so
constantly.
Much. So we thought, hey, you know what? Our conversations, this is important.
Totally.
These are important conversations we're having and the world needs to hear it. So please do yourself a favor and listen to This Is Important on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back.
All our souls, welcome back.
all the souls and all your shoes, welcome back. Hopefully they're not stinky shoes. I can help you with that.
So most people consider modern day of when essential oils became reinvigorated in our culture, in our consciousness. There's a lab in France, in Paris, actually, that it was a perfumery, right? That's where you imagine a lot of essential oils would be.
Apothecary is where I would imagine them to be.
Yes, but not before this time. So in this lab where they were mixing perfumes and things, there was some explosion, something overheated and poof, right? And one of the scientists was burned and there was a pail with what he thought was water in it and he put his hand in it as you would if you burned yourself, right? But what happened is when he pulled his hand out, he didn't have any pain because the pail of water was actually lavender. And that's when, and so that happened, I want to say in the 20s. I tried to find my, anyhow, doesn't matter.
But, let's say it's the 20s. I believe you.
Yeah, I think it was like early 20s, maybe a little bit earlier. But it was this French scientist and who then became the like father of modern day essential oils, working with them. So this is, you know, why we can literally find lavender from Whole Foods to TJ Maxx.
Right.
You know, they are everywhere. Of course, the quality isn't always the same.
No, that's, in fact, that's a good point, because I think that people should know that when they do look for oils, you look to see if they have been diluted.
You know, they should say what they've been cut with. Now, it's not uncommon to have an essential oil have, you know, lavender flower or, you know, in it with almond oil or a carrier mm-hmm. oil of some sort. That's normal, but if there are other things in it, it doesn't mean that you can't use it to use in a diffuser to get the scent in the room or spray it somewhere in the air. That's fine, but you want to be very mindful of putting it on your skin or taking it internally. There are some people who would say even pure oils you shouldn't take internally. You know, there's all kinds of different schools on that.
Okay, well, my school takes stuff internally regularly.
Yeah, my school does too.
And I'm not dead.
My school.
Yeah, my school. Mine would be the school of the poison mind. But
live large and let it rip. That's your school.
Live large and let it rip. Fuck you fuckers, I'm in charge school. So my school, I do ingest, but we'll get to that in just a second. But it's like, mm-hmm. step back for just a second, Brad, because I think mm-hmm. there are obvious reasons for why essential oils are so helpful. And there's some that seem a little mysterious. So when you say somebody puts their hand into lavender, that is not the scent that is taking the pain away, or maybe it's a combination of it. There's obviously something that is, you know, in the chemical makeup, I'm assuming, of why it helps.
It's the component, right? It's the oil. The lavender oil is actually what's healing, mm-hmm. right? It goes in and matches. It's a great match to heal skin.
Right, because that's what Mother Nature's done. She's given us antidotes, right, on the planet to heal things and where we don't need synthetics. So lavender is one of those things that can, because we are all made of the same stuff, right? Same with crystals. Crystals are made of SiO2, so are we. So lavender oil must be, or lavender must be made, you know, of certain elements that match with us to help take pain away.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then the scent is another thing, right?
The scent hits the amygdala, right, in the brain, and that is our emotional center in the brain, and that's why it calms you down.
Right.
That's why it takes the edge off. That's why it helps sleep. That's why we like it. You know, it's just very, it's very soothing.
Right. So, yeah. Like, I used to put lavender oil on both hands, and I would give our dog Homer, our lab, a massage every night. And that dog...
He wasn't spoiled at all.
No, he wasn't. And I would, for the record, I would give Sookie, I'd do the same thing for her, but she's so offended by the smells. Like, she will dodge me, and that dog never dodges me, after I put oils on. But I would give Homer a massage every night, and I'm telling you, that dog would wiggle around, and he would sleep like a
just
puppy.
Just pass out,
right? Yeah. So it really worked for him. Yeah. You know, just like it works for me when I use lavender oil, like it's a nice way for me to pass out because of the scent, right? Like, because you're right. It there's obviously, you know, the way music changes our mood, right?
It's so a frequency.
It's a frequency. The same with scents, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or yeah. Scents.
Yeah.
I say scents like I'm talking about a jar of coins.
So yes, lavender is very chill. But again, it's also great. Like if you have fever, 3 drops on the bottom of your feet, take one drop, take it from, you know, the left temporal, high on the forehead, high on the hairline. You don't want to get anywhere near your eyes. Eyes and oils never mix.
No, they don't.
And then
trust
take
me.
It to the other temporal, you know, the other side, from the left to the right, and then put whatever's left over just at the base of your neck. And all those frequencies bounce all around your head to help balance the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere of the brain. And that's usually where headaches come from, that there's a discrepancy, a differential more than 10 megahertz. And so that helps bring it into balance. And that's super helpful. And, you know, you can do that with lavender first and then peppermint. And then it can balance really nicely.
Yeah, and for the record, why I put all that stuff in my shoes, I think lavender's in my mix too, is because I know how powerful and important like the bottoms of our feet are. I mean, we have chakras in our feet, and
well, you have the largest.
That was Suki. She said hello.
Hello, Suki. Suki's like, I want them on my feet.
Right.
So you have the largest pores in the bottom of your feet, the soles of your feet. That's a great sweat gland for us, right? That's why shoes are smelly. And so,
except mine.
Except yours. And so you put, you know, I grew up Catholic, so I thought the whole anointing of Jesus's feet was a humility factor, because as a kid, they didn't give me any other explanation. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's what it is, right? Then as an adult studying essential oils, I figured out, oh, that's how they applied medicine. That's how they did rituals. That's how they got the essence into the body. Because when you put an oil that matches our physicality perfectly, it gets absorbed very quickly into the soles of the feet, that depending on the oil it is, if you know, you can literally pull out a hair on the top of your head, put it in a microscope, and see the oil in the cells of the hair, like within 30 to 45 minutes. That's how quickly it can travel through the body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very compelling.
You're kind of the witchy nerd today. I love it. So, so moving on our list, because we've obviously, this is not just our love letter to lavender, which it is partly that, but I think we also extend our love letter to another one of our faves, which is thieves.
And we're going to talk more about thieves when we come back.
On September 17th, 2009, 24-year-old Maitrice Richardson disappeared without a trace in the woods near Malibu, California. She had been arrested at a beachside restaurant for failing to pay a tab and taken to the Lost Hills Sheriff Station.
You know, I mean, she's not from that area, and I would hate to wake up to a morning report, lost somewhere with her head chopped off.
The police released her just after midnight with no car, no cell phone, no money.
She doesn't know the area. She's never been in your area. Well, I think she's depressed. That's what has me
worried. That's worth you more than just her. Okay.
Maitrice disappeared into the darkness and was never seen alive again. I'm Katherine Townsend, host of the podcast Helen Gone. We're going to try to find out what really happened to Maitrice Richardson. School of Humans and iHeartRadio present Helen Gone, Season 3. Listen to Helen Gone on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered why there are two ways to spell donuts? Or why some people think you can find water underground just by wandering around with a stick? Believe it or not, this is stuff you should know. You know the podcast with over a billion listens. It's now for your eyes, so you can read it. Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things, covers everything from the origin of the Murphy bed to why people get lost. Pre-order at stuffyoushouldknow.com or wherever books are sold.
And we are back, everybody, talking about thieves. Not robbers, not burglars, but thieves.
Thieves. Thieves is the Young Living oil that is a great biochemical defense system to support your immune system. It's antiviral, antibacterial in this way. And it's called Thieves because it came from the 15th century of oil merchants. Okay. And so what happened, well, the
You just said bubonic plague.
I said bluebonnet.
Bluebonnet plague. So it's a plague.
Colorized the plague.
It was a bluebonnet. It was a bluebonnet like the Texas state flower.
You can oilize it or you can blueize it. Bluebonnet plague was.
I think it's the bubonic plague.
Bubonic.
Bubonic.
Is that a bionic
situation? No, it's bubonic. It's spelled like that's a bubonic plague. Continue.
No. Actually, I think it was actually the Black Plague, actually, that was going through Europe at this time. That was my memory.
The internet said bubonic.
Yeah, but my memory is that it was the Black Plague. But
I'm sure you're right.
It was operating. So what happens is, so these oil merchants figured out that when they rubbed down their bodies in specific oils and went into these massive graves to rob the corpses and specifically to pull gold out of their teeth, like, they got down to it, right? What they realized, they didn't transmit the plague, that they were fine because they were protected. There was this barrier with these specific oils. And so this blend for thieves is actually in the books, specifically in London, because when they arrested these guys, they said, look, we know you're thieves, but mostly we want to know why you're not dead. can you tell us? And they literally wrote down that. And so this is the thieves blend that is available and that you can use for the same reasons.
And it's really interesting. There's this university that I've never heard of. No disrespect to Weber State University. I have no idea where it is. It could be Phoenix University. I have no idea. But yes. They did a study and found that the Thieves Blend has a 99.96% success rate at killing airborne bacteria.
This is very true. And so when I started working with the oils, you know, teaching classes 100 years ago, I had an oil student who was a teacher in schools. Like, I think she taught third grade. And she shared a third grade classroom with someone who had one of those accordion doors that separated the classrooms, right? And it was fall, and it was a particularly nasty flu season. So in the Cincinnati public schools, they had a policy to wipe down the desks every night with bleach. And she did that because that's what she signed up to do. And she really liked the smell of thieves. She wanted to use it, but she also was like, well, I'd have to get permission from all the parents and, you know, it'd be complicated. And I didn't want to draw that much attention in my classroom. So what she did is she diffused thieves 30 minutes in the morning before the kids got there, and then at recess for just 30 minutes during recess or lunchtime recess, whatever that is, when the kids weren't there. And but then throughout the day, they would open the accordion door and do whatever they do, and then they'd separate it. So this door went, you know, open and closed. And what happened is over the holiday, like right before the holiday, was when they had the most absence in the classrooms from kids being sick. And her classroom that she shared with, 33% of the kids were out sick, like in the 2 weeks before Christmas. She and the other side of this accordion door had three students who were out sick, but they weren't sick. They got pulled out to travel with their families for the holidays. So
nobody in the class got sick.
Nobody
from
in
those
the classroom
two
got sick, right? So that was my personal experience because I was so excited to have a little test study of my own. It was being nerdy.
That's
witch.
That's really good. Love Nerdy Witch. I think Nerdy Witch's mother had an experience with thieves too. Right?
Yeah. So my mom had a situation where she had some dental procedures, let's just call that. So it was dental procedures. And so she had something done. And then she started swooshing with just a couple drops of thieves regularly to help her gums heal. And then when she came back to do, you know, to continue this multi-step process, they said, things look so much better. What are you doing that's so different? And she actually told the dentist, you know, my mom was so proud. She's like, let me tell you what I'm doing.
My witchy daughter told me to gargle with.
And the dentist rolled his eyes at her and said, well, that's not true. That's not real or something. And after the dentist left, the hygienist said, we hear that all the time.
Oh, how funny. Yeah. I didn't know that part of the story. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah, I've known about your mom and using thieves, but that's hilarious.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? The sisterhood and thieves.
That's amazing. I actually have a bottle of organic-ish, I guess, I don't know, mouthwash, and I pour some of it out, and then I put a bottle of thieves in it, and I gargle with it.
They have a thieves mouthwash. They actually have
They do.
Yeah, they do. But you can make your
own. I make my own.
You can make your own. Yeah.
Listen, I make my own. I make my own shoe spray, for the love of God. Of course, I'm going to make my own damn mouthwash.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Given we're going into the winter season, mm-hmm. if you subscribe to the power of essential oils, that thieves is your go-to specifically during the winter months.
Obviously, we're in different stages of shutdown depending on where you are and who you are and all that. But specifically when I was traveling, I mean, I just wouldn't even think about getting on a plane without thieves. I wouldn't even think about it. Three drops on the bottom of your feet in the morning, jump in the shower. The water drives the oils deeper into your system, right? It's perfect. And then you if people are self-conscious about smelling about like oils, doesn't really bother me usually, but you know, so it drives it so you don't smell and you're protected for the day, or you just put a drop on your tongue and you're good to go. They have thieves wipes, so you can just pull out one of those, wipe down your, you know, whatever is, you know, and I'm not like a germaphobe, but you know, some of these.
You are now.
I'm devouring the world now. So.
Oh, well, that's true. Not in the world, but in the world, I'm totally a germaphobe. But it's really incredible to have, and it works.
And you know, it's got clove and cinnamon in it. It smells amazing.
Well, it smells like Christmas. Yeah, let's be honest. It smells like Christmas. Yeah, so it's a really great one to have around during this time of the year. Another one that is a big go-to for mine is actually frankincense, and I like it because I think it's, you know, it's both biblical and it's a bit witchy.
Nice.
Nice. So, I mean, listen, they write about frankincense in the Bible. I think it was a gift or something to Jesus. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not good at all the Jesus stories. In fact, I pronounced Jesus' name wrong last go around, and I apologized to him, her, and but anyway, there's a lot of biblical stuff written about frankincense. And also, listen, the witches use it to protect themselves during ritual. I mean, I even use it on the back of my neck, because you mentioned the back of your neck earlier, because frankincense is incredibly protective. So I put it at the back of my neck, top of my head, third eye, base of spine, you know, those places, when I'm doing any type of, like, you know, work with the other side as protection. It works really well. It also works really well. I've actually used it for headaches too, weirdly enough. I mean, I've used lavender, but
that
I'll
is a lot
some...
of gunpowder for
isn't
a headache.
It?
Yes.
But it works. Maybe it's because I'm hard-headed.
Yeah, maybe. Oh my God.
Could that be it? Like, put that under my tongue.
Like a bottle of frankincense, you know, it's a really high vibe, right? Of course, you know, yes, it was presented to the baby Jesus, right? Because it's super high vibe. So it's a high frequency. So it's really expensive. You know, it's hard to distill. It's hard to get to. As you know, the trees are, there's not a lot of them. So, you know.
It's hard to distill because it's resin.
Yes.
It's resin from the Boswellia trees.
Right.
And I actually have resin that I got from Yemen.
Yeah. Well.
Before it became a war-torn country.
Right.
And it's incredible because it's these trees. You're right. There's not many of these trees.
Right. So it's very expensive. So lavender is like $18 a bottle, you know, and frankincense is like, you know, 50 or something. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just a lot of firepower. But there's nothing wrong with it, right? And frankincense, like one reason why it helps is because frankincense is one of the oils that crosses the blood-brain barrier, right? So it's going to get in there and just balance everything out just like that. It's just... You know.
I wish everybody could see you right now. Brenda's using her hand. She's giving us like her little sound signals. And she's doing all this like witchy shit with her hands.
I get
hands.
So
fantastic.
Excited about essential oils.
Yeah, boy, do you ever.
I love them. So also, you know, if anyone is in the medical system in a, you know, of low frequency would be cancer. Like this isn't a value judgment. It's just measuring it, right? And so you would bring in frankincense in this way to raise the frequency and to really give the body the chance to fight on a vibrational level. Super important, super helpful.
Love frankincense.
And again, big firepower, like really to frankincense is going to do it. So that's why it's so great for meditation. Like it just like gets the frequency right up there really fast.
It's seriously one of my go-tos.
Yeah, without a doubt. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, a girl has to have her own little stash of resin, right, from
well,
Yemen.
Nerdy Elf does.
So. Nerdy Elf does. Well, listen, I have to tell you, I'm a huge fan of Yemen because, and I'm just devastated because of all the war that's been happening there, but it is home to some of the most wonderful ancient holistic remedies. One being the Boswellia tree, which is what we, you know, extract frankincense from. And the other one are the cedar trees, S-I-D-R, not C-E-D-A-R or E-R, cedar. It's S-I-D-R, cedar honey. And cedar honey has more antioxidants in it than can be measured in anything else on the planet.
It's extraordinary soil. Like it's, yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is. So if you're really interested in this, like, you know, do a little research. You know, if you can find a merchant that sells either one of those things from Yemen, it's really spectacular. I know one of your favorites because of how powerful it is. And it also blew my mind when, it really rocked my world. And it's called Valor. And again, this is another Young Living. It feels like a 30-minute Young Living commercial, but it is one of the blends of Young Living. It's also kind of purplish in color, blue-purplish in color.
Yeah, because of the blue tansy in it.
Yeah. That when I took your class in New York, you partnered us up with someone else and we put Valor on our hands. We had to cross our arms and we held the other person's foot. And when it was done to me, I kid you, I'm fucking not shitting anybody here. I felt my bones move. My bones were like shifting into place.
It's amazing.
It was the craziest thing. So you rock on about Valor. That is my story.
It's an awesome story. Valor is amazing. It has so many oils in it, blue spruce, and it's a really earthy smelling oil. And it goes right to the heart of things, right, which is our bones, and it lines it up. So you put 3 drops in your hand, put it on the bottom of your foot or someone else's foot. You pick.
and don't waste it.
And the only reason they crossed their hands, so first of all, if you're doing your own feet, you don't have to cross your hands, but you want to put the right foot to the right hand and the left foot to the left hand. Right. So that's why you have to cross if you're putting on someone else's feet. And then you just put a drop on the top of their shoulders and maybe on the top of their head. And then you hold the oil, or you hold the bottom of the feet, and you just wait for the pulse. You wait for the pulse. You wait for the oil to work its magic. You know, and it's not going to take more than 10 minutes. It's going to take like 5 probably. But, you know, unless someone's really messed up, and then that can take a 10-minute thing. But I mean, I never travel without Valor, because when I travel for business, I'm going long days. I'm going hard. I'm not in my own place. I'm not, I'm dropped into different situations. And in the evening, I need to come back into my own alignment so that I can rest deeply and get up tomorrow morning and do the next thing and do it all over again. Like that's what Valor helps me be able to do day after day in the best way. I will use it obviously when I'm home. That's a no-brainer. But I need it when I travel, because it really brings me back right into my brain, to the core of myself. And it just lines things up so beautifully. It's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And this was, you know, a number of years ago when I was just a baby elf. And because now I'm an adult elf. And with my baby elf mode, I didn't really fully understand vibration. Mm-hmm. I didn't fully understand, like, in my world at the time, it was the only way for your bones to shift is if somebody was cracking them for you.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody was physically jamming them to another, you know, location. And when that was happening, I'm like, this can't be true. Like, I really thought I was hallucinating. I'm like, is this a hallucinogenic oil to make me think that my bones are shifting? But they did.
Yeah.
And it was, anyway, it was incredible. I hope that you find a way to teach a online course on oils. I don't figure out how to do that, but boy, I wish you would, because I tell you what, I'll take it again.
It's so good.
I loved it.
And, you know, I have a friend who is an extraordinary, extraordinary physical therapist, super talented, the way she sees the body and, you know, she just unbelievable. And she took an essential oil class with me one time, and I was like, absolutely, Vicky, happy to have you come in and, you know, be in class. And when I did the demonstration with Valor, she's like, this is going to help my practice so much, so I can work so much easier. Let the oils do all the work.
Right?
Because she's this tiny, like, you know, 80-pound soaking wet kind of girl, and she's working on these big people, you know, or just anyone's bigger than her, right? She's just tiny.
Lord, I was born 80 pounds. Yeah. That was my birth weight. You look like my birth certificate. It says 80 pounds and growing.
Margaret would disagree.
No, Margaret could not have had an 80-pound job. Anyway.
But my point is, like, she figured out, like, oh, I can work harder. I can work easy. Anyhow, this is our first episode on essential oils. We have many more oils to talk about that we'll continue to weave in. We hope that you will take away from this conversation that you have some wonderful spiritual, physical, emotional, biochemical kind of experiences to get activated in your system with these tools that Mother Earth has supplied for us, and that, you know, are just waiting for you to activate.
And humans have been using for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Thousands of years. So there's something to it, folks. I mean, if Claire and Outlander uses them, you can.
Across the centuries, you can do it today.
You can.
And remember, you know, what we always talk about, how important it is to keep your vibe high. And these tools help you do that, help you be your best and bring your best in the world. Because remember, her school is hard.
Without essential oils.
And the other side.
And the other side. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you, my witchy poo.
Thank you, my elf. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides, or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com.
And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.